So just give you a bit of the rationale behind my research project. I work in Dundee and we've got a broad range of services for people with dementia that are managed by Alzheimer's Scotland. And part of that's an early stage support service, which we've had for about 5 years now. And we recently got money last year to sort of develop and expand it from Change Fund monies. So we got money from the Change Fund to expand and develop the support that we're providing for people at early stage service. Now, I suppose for me the rationale, it's all about the people that we work with. And I had a sense that some of the people that we work with had a real positive experience of having this early stage support service, so much so that some of the people that we started working with 5 years ago are still accessing early stage support. Now, there's no way for me to prove that it's that support that's enabled them to sort of stay at that level, but I just wanted to explore for people that are using the service what the outcomes have been for them. So I want to see this from three different ways. So it's outcomes for the people with dementia themselves, what the family feels outcomes have been for them that the relative has been using this service. But I also want to get a sense of what the staff that have been involved with these people have seen as being any sort of outcomes for the person. So that would be the staff that are actually supporting the people that use the services, but also perhaps people who've referred or who are heavily involved, maybe that would be a care manager or perhaps a community psychiatric nurse, so being able to make observations of how the person's responded to the support. So the reason I felt it was really important to do this bit of research is the project's kind of evolved just with how we felt was the right way to go about it from the service users. So when we first put it together, we thought that we would be sort of doing lots of activities that were, we would be getting professionals in to come and do activities for people with dementia that were specifically for them. But actually, as the services evolved, we do have those kind of activities, and it's very much the people who use the service decide what are the things that they would either like to take up again that they haven't done for a long time, or what new learning experience or things that are interesting them that they would like to do. So we've got a mishmash, I suppose, depending on the individual, of whether they're doing these sort of specific activities that are geared up around the needs of a person with early stage dementia, or whether we're actually supporting these people to access community resources that already exist. So we help people to access walking groups and Tai Chi classes and Zumba Gold and all that kind of stuff. Taking people ice skating, we've done all sorts of good fun things for people. But obviously Alzheimer's Scotland have sort of developed this five pillars of post-diagnostic support. So I really just wanted to see how the service that's sort of naturally evolved that we're providing, that's been pretty service user led, fits in with those five pillars. And a lot of the projects that have kind of had a profile that have been doing post-diagnostic support or early stage support have focused a lot into sort of people doing self-management, so maybe doing a series of six classes or whatever, where they're looking at how to manage the symptoms of their illness and plan for the future. But the groups of people that we've been working with, they've really not really wanted to do that. They've wanted to focus very much on the here and now and the enjoying. But I know that all these other elements do kind of happen, in, like when people are getting transported to activities or when people are just having a bit of quiet time talking with people. So I suppose it's just really evaluating what the outcomes have been and maybe comparing it to the evaluations that have been done of other models as well. Let me see if we've got anything else. So the way I'm going to do this is semi-structured interviews with the people who actually use the service, and do separate ones for the carers, and that'll be in a place of their choosing, so the person feels as comfortable as possible, as relaxed as possible. And I think I'm going to be using some visual and verbal prompts to try and keep people on track. It's kind of this tension between, I want it to be quite open-ended, so I'm really getting what the individual's views are, but trying to keep them on track with the questions as well, so that kind of tension. And then I was just going to use a SurveyMonkey kind of questionnaire for the professionals and staff that have been working with the people, just to get their point of view on it as well. So, as I say, I'm not really sure exactly where it's all going to end up, but really looking forward to do it. And the other thing that's quite exciting is thinking about, because at first I'm thinking, oh yes, it's going to be so positively evaluated, all the outcomes will be great, but I've actually had to learn it. Maybe the outcomes weren't so good, but that's a great piece of learning to figure out how we develop the service better around the needs of people. So that's that.
Yeah. Thanks.